Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Naye Jam o Meena Ata Ho Rahe Hain. Jo Har Dam Khuda Par Fida Ho Rahe Hain, Wo Fani Buto Se Juda Ho Rahe Hain. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر غدا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد It's a beautiful poem مولانا شیخ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ great great lessons جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں A person who sacrifices by giving his entire self to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment he is sacrificing himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala So he distances himself from the temporary idols of this world. A person who wants to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got his intention that my Allah, my object of life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah opens up the realization to him. That we have come in this world for a very, very short while. We will be leaving this world. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, it was said, he said that kharaja ahlu dunya min ad-dunya, that the people of this world have left this world, but they have not tasted the most enjoyable thing in this world. So he was asked, what is the most enjoyable thing in the world? He said, Ma'rifatullahi Azza wa Jal. To recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, many people have left the world. They haven't tasted the real enjoyment of this world. So they are running after Fani Bhutto. They are running after this beautiful woman of this world. Or they are running after their shops, or their houses, or their buildings. All temporary things, which are all made of sand. And the final result of sand is sand. So you are giving your life, your body is made of sand, you are giving it to sand. And everything sand will eventually be destroyed. So a person who sacrifices his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically, he will start finding himself disinclining from these things. Realities will open to him. He will start understanding that why, what a stupid fool I am. I'm looking at these women, I'm running after them, I'm talking to them, getting enjoyment from them. But what benefit is there? And our Buzurgani didn't mention that the thing which distances a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most is especially these women, illicit love affairs. And in today's time, Shaykh Hakim Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, how much he used to emphasize on this. Because you see so many people are drowning in the romantic, in the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean of love. And they are destroying themselves. The akhirah they are destroying. And Hazrat used to say that any other guna and sin a person does, his heart turns away 90 degrees from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says in this guna and sin, a person's heart turns 180 degrees away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Completely away in the other direction. So if a person, to see whether we are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see how much we are moving away from the temporary idols of this world. Even money, it doesn't become the object of our life. But we are getting more and more and more. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that tatanafasun, that you people eventually a time will come, when now you will start competing with one another. I must get more. I must make more money. I must make more money. And thereafter what will happen? Thumma tatahasadun. Then eventually hasad and jealousy will be created among the heart. In the past, people had a little bit of money, but there was a lot of muhabbat and love. Today now people are competing, I must have more, more, more. So then hasad and jealousy is eventually created. And then summa tatabaghadun. Then eventually bughd, enmity, hatred is created. Hasad is jealousy is there, and then it's hatred. And then summa tatadabarun. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one person will turn his back from the other person. You don't want to see the other person. It can be your brother also, it can be your sister, parents and children. So much of hatred is created because of love of this dunya. So these things, these temporary things of this world, a person who is turning his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart turns away from these things. Small, small things of this world, money also, never mind, let my heart go away. I don't mind. I lose 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, even 1 million. It's nothing at all. What I'm getting in akhirat, Allah will give me something better. I'm not running after this woman of this world. Allah will give me something far better. And that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give myself firstly the tawfiq and understanding to realize that we must not become affected by the temporary beauties of this world. And then Hazrat says that surely the old wine is very potent. Khamr kohan to qawitar hai. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which a person has got is very, very strong. But the one who sacrifices his desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala all the time is giving him new cups and new wine coming into his heart. Great, great enjoyment, which no other person even knows. Hazrat used to say, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ And he said, that this is not a tafsir of the ayat. The tafsir of the ayat is referring to the akhirat. In the year after, no one knows what Allah has kept for that person. But he says, in this world also one meaning can be, that every person, the enjoyment, the walis of Allah, the awliya Allah get, every one of them is different enjoyment. That even the one next to him doesn't know what enjoyment he is getting. According to the sacrifice he's making, the mujahada he's making, Allah Ta'ala puts in his heart. And Allah Ta'ala gives him that enjoyment in his heart. And so many people we find, who are living an evil life.
and then they come into Islam or they come into Deen, and thereafter they appreciate so much. Actually, many times it happens that those who are outside, they appreciate much more. As Umar radiallahu anhu said, that no one will really value Islam. لا يعرف قدر الإسلام إلا من عاش في الجاهلية. A person who lived in a time of jahiliyyah and ignorance, he will really appreciate Islam. And a person who grows up in Islam, grows up in a pious family, normally he doesn't appreciate so much, because he had everything in front of him. But a person who comes from outside, he really appreciates it. So many of the times we find these people, how much of feelings they've got, how much of sacrifice they are prepared to make, and what enjoyment they get in their salah. They say, I was a non-Muslim, I accepted Islam, and I went in sajda. What enjoyment I'm getting, and what sacrifices they make. So Allah gives them that enjoyment, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Sometimes a person gives his heart, sometimes he gives his life. Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. In this way, in the path of ishq and love, he displays his devotion, that I am a loyal person, I am not a disloyal person. Allah ta'ala is testing us. All of these are examinations, and Allah wants to test his bandas and servants. That is why we are living in this world. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ fitna. Where the good conditions come to a person, or difficult conditions, Allah says, we are testing you. This is an examination. And when a person is tested, then what happens? And if a person passes the examination, his heart becomes cleaner and cleaner. The word fitna is used there in the Arabic language. And fitna normally means when they take gold and they put it in fire, so all the filth and dirt is taken out. So in the Arabic language, one meaning of fitna is that this thing is put in the fire and that filth comes out. So when we are given this examination, all the rust and dirt and filth from us is removed, and we get closest to Allah Ta'ala. Our heart opens up. Nur comes in the heart of a person. So Allah is testing us to see, are we loyal, are really loyal? We are just claiming, I'm a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will send that woman will come in front of a person now. Allah will test a person. Examination will come, money, haram money is coming to a person. You can make a big deal, but you know it's haram. So Allah is testing you to see now, are you a loyal person? What you are claiming, la ilaha illallah, is it true? Or are you lying? And when you give your heart and your life, soul, your soul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are showing that you are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are a person of wafa, you are a person of loyalty. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. Sacrificing our pleasure for Allah's pleasure, we become people of the truth, صادقین, اہل صفا, and people whose hearts are clean when we will sacrifice ourselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many times we will have many desires in our life, but for Allah's pleasure we will have to give up. Allah ta'ala says about the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. The people will criticize them, but for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have got no fear. They don't worry about these things. Obviously, when a person is speaking the truth also, he should say it in the correct way. He should not be harsh. We were in Medina Munawwara, and there was a slight earthquake. It was a very slight, people in Medina Munawwara didn't feel it, but on the outskirts they felt it. So one person in the masjid, he stood up, a very pious person. His father was a very great alim. And he started speaking, and he said that, This earthquake took place because of our gunas and our sins. And then he said, no, it's not because of our gunas and sins. He said, because sukut anil ma'asi. That today we are keeping quiet. When sin is taking place around us, no one wants to speak. We are frightened what people will say. And I'll lose my friendship, I'll lose my connection. So we have Allah give myself tawfiq to give us that level of iman. If we are able to speak when wrong is taking place in a correct way, as our Hazrat says also, do the right things, but do it in the right way. Don't go and do it in the wrong way. There is a certain way of doing it. Ask our elders how must we do it, how must we approach the matter, and correct it in the correct way. But to speak the truth, we are not doing this here. So we are worried, this person will become upset, that person will become upset. If I don't go for this wedding, somebody will become upset in the family. But we don't worry what Allah Ta'ala will say. What my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will they be happy or not? Our amal are presented before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So is my Nabi happy with me or not? So this must become the object of our life. If everything I think, is Allah happy with me? Or is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy with me? So I will sacrifice my desires for this. Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzu ka. Sometimes we drink the blood of our lust. It means we sacrifice our desires for Allah's pleasure. Mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. In this way we inhalate our nafs and become people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We break the desires of our nafs and we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tujhe ho mubarak ye iski nazamat. Congratulations to you for your tears of remorse. Naye baabe ulfat ke wa ho rahe hai. New doors of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open for you. The more a person cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, I'm very, very fasting. Ya Allah, I want to get closeness to you. Ya Allah, the effort I'm making is still very, very weak. And I'm trying my hardest. And I'm falling. And I'm making mistakes. And I'm very, very weak. And we cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you cannot cry, فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا, act like you are crying. That, Ya Allah, help me. Ya Allah, I want closeness to you. Ya Allah, I want your connection. So the Hazrat says, this is very, very mubarak and blessed. And by means of this, doors of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening up. You are getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you will cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye shaan e karam hai ke nalaiq ko par karam unki har dam ata ho rahe hai. This is Allah ta'ala's great kindness and favors upon us, that He continuously bestows His mercies on undeserving people like us. We are not worthy in the least, but of anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, balillahu yamunnu alaykum. Don't make ihsan upon me that you have accepted Islam, that we have done a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have got Islam. It's not our favor upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Balillahu yamunnu alaykum. But Allah has made a great ihsan and favor upon you, and hadakum lil iman. That Allah has given you hidayah towards iman. Allah has given tawfiq to come to the masjid. Allah has given us tawfiq to sit in these gatherings of the Ahlullah. Allah has given us tawfiq to have some realization. These are only the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like how Allah has brought us, Allah can kick us out. And it has happened many, many times. Great, great awliya Allah. Allah is not in need of anyone. And Allah shows the examples in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned also. Sometimes a person is so close to Jannah, and then his taqdeer overcomes him, and then eventually he is amongst the people of Jahannam. He's one footstep away. Another person is right next to Jahannam, and then taqdeer comes, and eventually he is a person of Jannah. However, this is not the normal system of Allah ta'ala. The normal system of Allah is, the more you make effort, Allah will give you in that line. But Allah has given us this to show us that never ever become content and happy, that I'm okay now. I'm very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, right until the end of our life, we have to continuously make effort until our dying moment. We heard this from Hazrat many times, that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was passing away. And he said, not now, not now. La ba'adu, la ba'adu. So people were saying, Hazrat, we are telling you, read kalima, you're saying, not now. He said, no, shaitan came to me and said, that, Alhamdulillah, Ahmad, you have already passed your examinations. You have been saved from my classes. So I'm saying, no, not as yet, not as yet. As long as one breath remains in my body, I'm not free from you. I'm going to continue making effort. When I leave this world, then I'll be happy. So a person, this is the favor of Allah Ta'ala, continue making shukr. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, that if a person wants to pass away with iman, then make shukr. Can continue making shukr. It's Allah's promise, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. It will make shukr, I will increase you. He says, whatever level of iman you are, make shukr on that. Allah will give you the highest levels of iman. So Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on this. Then Hazrat says, محبت کی اختر کرامت کو تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. Just look at the miracle of love. Hazrat says, that despite being kings, we are still humble beggars before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kings of the world also, those who are awliya Allah, they humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what position you can have, what you own is nothing at all compared to the greatness and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is a beggar, and a person is a king of seven continents. In the sight of Allah ta'ala, it's like nothing at all. It's got no value at all. But who has got value? Those people whose hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something of great value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and its ability to sacrifice our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. We'll just make muzakara, revise some very beautiful seven points which Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayh, a great, great jurist of Islam, has mentioned with regard to the benefits of attending a majlis of the ulama. Wherever deen is spoken about, wherever deen is discussed, etc., when a person goes there, what great benefits he gets. And these, for the students, it is the students of a deen. And who attend classes, etc., they are great, 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 like miracles, they are benefits that they get. But even for the ordinary person, even a person who is not attending a darus as such, we are just coming here And especially now with inshallah our Islahi Jalsa coming, and mashallah Allah reward Maulana Musa, all our other friends, what a lineup of all ulama they have got there. And if we attend and we listen to all those bayans and coming to these gatherings, what great, besides the actual benefits there, all these other benefits also that we will get. So if we keep that in mind, we encourage our friends also, which our friends must be doing, and at least du'as we are making, that Allah make our Islahi Jalsa a success. And by success means that first my Islah gets done, and then everyone's Islah gets done. If our Islah is done, then we are flying towards Allah. High we are flying. We are off the runway now, and we are in the air. And the more higher and higher we will be going. And alhamdulillah, Allah give jazaa khair. Some of our friends are keeping rozas also for the success of the Islahi Jalsa. And what does that mean? That our Islah takes place. Whoever comes, everyone's Islah takes place. And some are giving sadqah also. Some are this rozas. Some are making other wazifas, the women folk also. So Allah give us all tawfiq. And at the same time, each one of us see, where are we in this ladder? How much fikr have we got? Dua, everyone can make. Nothing is stopping us from dua. How much of dua are we making? And more than that, all the other things also. And then actually inviting people also. And today, where the WhatsApp or mobile is used for so many wrong things, there is a wonderful occasion to use it for right things also. So Allah give us all tawfiq, and Allah accept from us all. So when we come to such a majlis, where most of the people will be who are not ulama, and even the ulama who come, they won't be actually a dars as such. Like a sabak, the darul ulum, you get admission and you go for lessons. These rewards are for all those people also, and they are for people like us also, who will just come and sit in these gatherings. And together with this, we should make this niyat, the niyat also of coming. And three niyats ulama have written, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimullah, that when we come, first niyat to learn deen. And that alone, even just to learn deen, and to sit in a deeni gathering of knowledge, there are so much that if we make the niyat at home and come, we get the sawab of one maqbool hajj. How great is not that reward on its own? And all the other sawabs also that we will get, which we will mention inshallah. And this is not like from some Sufi that is mentioning this, but from a faqih, a great jurist of Islam, Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayh. First thing he says, that we will be counted among students of deen. And that is a great, great thing. And this reminds me of what a great joy a person gets in Madinatul Munawwara, the Haram of Medina, Masjid al-Nabawi, now that they have those halqas where you can correct your Quran Sharif. And those qaris are sitting there, and they encourage people also, come, sit, read. And when you have read, finish, and then they write your name in a register. And they say, now your name has also come as a student of the Haram of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great honor that our name be included amongst them. So when we go also, we should try and sit in those halqas. If for not anything else, just that our name comes, that we were students of Masjid al-Nabawi. And to learn what? To learn the Quran Sharif. And what a great thing. So a person who will come, or anyone who comes to these gatherings, any, now alim giving bayan in our masjid, we go there, that we know after Isha is going to be bayan, for example. We make the niyat. And when we go there, we are written as students of deen. So what a great thing that we are counted by Allah Ta'ala as students of deen. And all those rewards which students get, we will also get those students. And students, if we read the kitabs, the ahadith, and what the ulama have written, really it is such a great, great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala to be just counted as a student of deen. Further, when a person graduates, he becomes a hafiz, he becomes an alim, mufti, qari, more than that also, what great status he has by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah open our blind eyes, when today we who are studying also, we are looking at university students,
We are looking at people who got dunya's degrees, etc. May Allah make it to that we understand and realize what this great value is which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Second thing he writes, that as long as we are in this gathering, we are saved from dunas. So there also, where there is a little bit detail, like that we are saved from gunas, our mind, if we are focusing properly, then our mind is also free of gunas. But it must not happen that we are not concentrating here, our mind is somewhere else, our minds can be in guna, you know, we are thinking of some sin, etc. Or yeah, we are looking down about looking down upon somebody, or while we are sitting here, we are seeing the faults of somebody, looking for the faults of other people, then we will be in guna. But this is, if we just concentrate little bit lightly of the what is being said in a bayan, then we are free. Mind, heart also will be free of guna, and physically we are free of guna, and in fact we are in a great ibadat. When we come in the masjid and we make niyat of i'tikaf, hawlat sawab, all the time that we are sitting. And as ulama have written, if we come for i'tikaf and with the niyat of i'tikaf, and we are just sitting in the masjid, we are also getting sawab all the time. So how lot of reward that we are getting. Thirdly, when a student leaves his home and he goes in search of knowledge, all that sawab also we get. And we have heard many times that when a student leaves home, the malaika spread their wings in honor of that student, and how happy and pleased they are for what he is going out to see. So when the malaika are spreading their wings for that little 5-year-old child who is going with his takhti in his hand and is going to go and learn, look, what great honor we cannot. Allah give us that yaqeen, give us that understanding that really the real honor is here. It is not attending universities, it is not attending other seminars and things like that, but here, where little child going to the maktab and going with his little takhti, and the malaika spreading their wings for him. And further than that, when he's going to become happy with Quran, and he's studying more also, how much more? Faqih Abu Layth rahmatullah alayhi, right? This is for all this type of gatherings also. Where the student has dedicated his life to learn. So of course his status is really very high. But Allah has given us great similarity. So on that basis we also will get so much of reward. Fourthly, that in the gatherings of these, gatherings of knowledge, and all righteous gatherings, gatherings of dhikr also, that also takes place, gatherings of knowledge, at a certain specific time, Allah sends His rahmat down. And that is, even if there's just one person who has got that sincerity, that devotion in him, on for his barakat, Allah sends that rahmat down. And he is also enshrouded by that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. This alone also is such a great thing. And like over the 2 days of the Islahi Jalsa, all the various gatherings, and there are those people also who can actually feel that anwarat coming, barat coming down in such gatherings. Whether it's a tablighi ijtima, whether it's a bayan of our buzurgs, etc. Sometimes some special place, some special masjid. And people actually feel the difference also, and that serenity, that coolness and calmness which is there, that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala which He sends down. So how fortunate that we are also included in that. And each one of us, hopefully, we think that we are not fit for it at all. Ya Allah, You put me in this gathering. Sometimes when we have the great honor to be sitting between two great honorable people, and sometimes in front of one, also behind one, we should make lot shukr to Allah. You gave me this great, great place that I'm sitting here at this moment. So, that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala comes down, and then we are also included in there. And we should also, for our own safety sake, fear and make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, let my evil not keep me away from this rahmat of Yours which is coming down. And in front of Rauza, at Rauza-e Mubarak, it's coming down all the time. around the Kaaba Sharif is coming down all the time. May Allah give us also a full share. And may Allah save us from all such qualities like nifaq, hypocrisy. Like for example on Pul Sirat, the bridge on the day of Qiyamah when people will have to cross. And then there will be the munafiqeen also who won't have light. And they will ask the Muslim brothers, blood brothers also, their family people also, other brothers also, that give me of your light also. And everyone will not, it won't be like a light that everyone can see in that, everyone's light will be for himself. They will say, give me also light. They will say, no, I can't. He said, but we were together. We were standing together in the masjid also. We were sitting together in sabaks also. But that nifaq blocks it. So Allah Ta'ala save us from that, and we should humble ourselves. So that helps us that no pride comes into us. That and when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum feared hypocrisy, where are we? One friend I just spoke to now, he says that 7 billion people in the world, and from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till now, how many? He says, Qiyamah Day, what will I be there? In front of so many, where we stand there? But those who make their sacrifices for deen and have become the favorites of Allah, what great position won't they have? The next point that Faqih Abu Layth rahmatullah alayhi writes, the fifth point, that when a person is in a gathering of this type, then he's in ibadat all the time. His mind is in ibadat, his eyes are in ibadat, we're looking at one another, and that is also a great thing, that just this eyes that fall on one another, somebody's eyes fall on us, our work gets done. And our eyes fall on somebody, inshallah, that also. And with this nisbat, that we have come here to learn deen. Gee, I forgot to carry on there. Three niyats that we make. One is to gain knowledge. The second is that we will make amal on it. And by the niyat of it, we already get the sawab. And our niyat will never ever be that I'm going to do practice this in a bad way. We hear the virtues of tilawat of Quran, that I will read negligently, I won't pay attention and read, na'uzubillah, I'll read without wuzu, I'll touch the Quran without, our niyat always is to do it the perfect way. So we will get that sawab of our perfect namazas, tilawat, whatever it is. So it is ibadat, we are in ibadat all the time, as long as we are here. And how fortunate we come and spend 2 days, we come and spend 1 hour, we go to an alim's bayan, or even just like after Fajr day's dars, after Maghrib day's dars, 5 minutes, and we sit there with this niyat of learning, second to practice, and third to propagate it. And we make that niyat, we get that sawab already. And we try to be sincere, and then we do practice, and then we do propagate, how much more sawab. One point we teach other people, they make amal, and we get our sawab also. We get our commission also, all the time. And just for propagating it, we get sawab also. And somebody makes amal, even more sawab. So Allah is giving so much, and this is the time that we can earn it. Allah save us, that we don't earn our sins, but that we earn the pleasure of Allah. And that is why Allah has sent us here. And really, it is an extremely short time. When a person, as he ages, he feels so sorry amongst other things, that how I wasted my life. And in Jannat also, those moments that in which we did not make the zikr of Allah, we are going to have that sorrow in Jannat also. Otherwise, Jannat is not a place of sorrow. So we can imagine how great this position of the zikr of Allah, that you have got at the moment nothing else to do, nobody to give some advice, you are not busy studying your kitabs or anything, you're just making some zikr. And mashallah, we have seen our elders, they are writing all day, whatever. Now they've got a little tired, they sit up a little, and you see them making zikr now. Finish with that, start back again in their writing. Allah make us amongst those whose each moment is made valuable. And how great those people, that buzurg, who saved so much time, that actually he calculated that to make a porridge and have the porridge, and perhaps that was his only meal. How long does that take? And just take the flour and put it in the mouth and drink water over it. He found that the difference in the two is that in which time he can say 70 times more, Subhanallah. And then he just carried on with that. We must not destroy ourselves, we are not fit for that. But we should keep those ideals in our mind. Where can we reach that stage, eating just flour and putting flour and drinking water, but how the amount of time that we waste. Today for one bath, how much time we waste. For how many other things, these are necessary things, we have to do them. But not to waste our time, making wudu, how much time, how much water we waste, how much time we waste. And you just make your wudu properly, how much water we will save, how much time we will save. Walking to the masjid, anything distracts us. Find somebody, no problem, you speak to him, your Muslim brother, salam, good he sees. But then, now you get into a discussion, now this discussion, now you are going out of deen discussion. Now you find yourself suddenly discussing politics. Now you see yourself suddenly running down one person. Now you are suddenly speaking very high of somebody. And that person is not of that position and you are speaking so high of him. Now you are in sports, now you are in music, now you are in films, now you are in other things. You just get involved in what and what things. The sixth is, there is also very, very important, when like difficult masail I explained, if it is an alim's dars that we have gone to, then there are many things that are difficult for us to understand. And even for the students, even for the ustad to explain it is difficult. Yeah, in our context, like with the, we speak, that you mustn't commit one guna also. You're not one moment of yours must be. You say, me? How I'm good? Now when your heart breaks like this, and you look around, you see everyone is, they are like, you take, these people are doing that. They are saving their time. They are not wasting their time. They are not committing one sin. Oh Allah, where am I? See where these people are. I am the worst. Now your heart is broken. Allah is in a broken heart. If you want to find Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, most probably it was, he asked Allah Ta'ala, where do I find you? Allah said, by a person whose heart is broken. Broken in the love of Allah. He feels so low because of deen. Not because of some other haram, but because of his wrongdoings. And I haven't built my contact with Allah. I haven't got marifat of Allah. I don't find that love of Allah. I don't get enjoyment in my namazes. Now you're feeling bad. That is where Allah is. So a person reaches there simply by coming to these gatherings also. And if we are on our own, we just need little bit some ibadat, we feel that I am the great buzurg of the time. But when we come here, we see others, what qualities they have got, how they are sacrificing. For example, mashallah, Zakaria Sahib is here from the UK. He is ill all the time. And before he wanted to come, he had felt more ill. So he was thinking of coming, not coming, he was thinking of canceling his ticket. But now we see a person like this, right from the UK, can make this. Where am I? I am nowhere whatsoever. I am the lowest. We see other people making so great sacrifices from where and where. I'm just here so near and I can't do anything. So this, our hearts break at that. And on that, Allah Ta'ala comes into that broken heart. And when Allah has come as a guest in that broken heart, entertain Allah. Now, carry on with that. Don't just put the guest one side. Host the guest now. Allah is there now. Be more conscious. Be more, turn more to Allah. Allah will remain there in the heart. So Allah Ta'ala give us that also. So what a great thing that we get. And then the seventh point that he writes, when a person comes to such gatherings, then he will realize the great honor of knowledge. And he will realize the great disgrace in ignorance and in sin. When he will see that with knowledge where people have reached. When they've got the knowledge of deen, we'll hear the bayans. What bayans the ulama are making? How the people are being affected? How what they are speaking? So we will feel that really in knowledge of deen, and may Allah open our heart that we realize that the only honor izzat is in the knowledge of deen, the Quran Sharif, the Hadith Sharif. And look at these people, how much they have got it. And on the other hand, when we hear various instances, etc., of how dirty, low this dunya is, and the sins, our sins are our worst enemies, and how they destroy us, our sins, then we will get hatred for sins. And if a person just gets hatred for sins, he's going to be flying very soon. And he's going to be flying very high. Otherwise, unfortunately, the love of sins are in our heart. And that love is to such an extent that it blinds us to everything. We don't worry what about our izzat and honor. We don't worry of consequences. We don't worry of anything. And how beautifully the Quran Sharif has explained about the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. When they were in this terrible sin of homosexuality, Allah takes the qasam of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu la amruka. By the qasam of your life, what a pure, clean life you have got. On that I'm taking qasam. Innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon. They are blind in their, they are in a stupor of blindness, just in their desires and lust. A person doesn't see anything. How it blinds a person. And this is also one thing that I was just speaking to my friend also, and this also he said, that we should tell our friends that we should focus on ourselves also. He says that we have realized that we have got darkness in us. So much of darkness that we can't see our own faults also. The eyes of our hearts are blind. And darkness upon darkness that we can't see our faults. If a person sees his faults, he'll hate himself. I'm the worst. I've committed this sin, this sin, this desire, that desire in me. And then when he cries on that, Allah loves that very much. And if Allah Ta'ala, and this is the road that we have to carry on, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, until mort overtakes us. And then when we reach there, even if we didn't reach, we have reached mort, but we didn't reach that purity of ours, our Islam. Allah in His great, great mercy, He will put you on that position before He takes you. You were walking the road, you couldn't reach. Allah will put you there. So Allah is very, very kind and merciful. Allah keep us steadfast. And really what we desire for ourselves, we desire for our fellow brothers, and especially our close people, family people. So really, this is an occasion, the Islahi Jalsa, all such gatherings, wherever they are, Tablighi Ijtimaat, and on the Ghash night, the Bayan, wherever it is, wherever deen is spoken about, let us try and take part. And as far as possible, not just live streaming, that's also alright on its place, but the actual benefit is to be there in that gathering. When Allah's rahmat comes down, I don't know who can give us the answer, whether it goes with the live streaming also, that people who are wherever they are, that rahmat is reaching there also. But here it's sure, it is here. Where the gathering is, that rahmat does come down there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we come with enthusiasm, we come with the keenness, with the streaminess to learn about deen. Also one letter in which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has replied, one person wrote that when I read a kitab, I hear a bayan, and the things they are speaking, they are in me already. Or whatever they are speaking. About namaz, roza, I am making namaz, I am making roza, all these things. And when they are speaking about things that we should not do, I think he's referring more to like bid'at. They're all the wrong things, the innovation. Alhamdulillah, I'm saved from it from my birth. We're born in such a family, such an environment where these bid'at are not prevalent. And they are speaking of the evilness of that. He says, now while I'm in the Khanqah, I came to realize, isn't this also pride? That I'm thinking I've got all this. So what the answer Hazrat gave, the first part he says, is that in everything there are stages and levels of perfection. So you have got it, Alhamdulillah, but you're still not at the perfect level. You're still not at 100%. So therefore, the more we hear about it, the more we will become strong also. And by this repetition all the time, whatever we are doing right, staying away from wrong, we'll become more stronger. We listen to it properly, we read the kitab again. I know these things, but you read it again, you becoming more stronger all the time. Second thing is, this is not our birthright that we have got those qualities. It's a gift from Allah. And Allah can take His gift away whenever He wants to also. So make shukr to Allah and don't show like, I don't need this. I know all this. This I am doing, so I don't need it again. Oh, who's this giving bayan? Is that form under? Not a alim. Oh, I know what he's going to speak and I walk away. No, that should not be. Sometimes we learn some fine points from people that we lead, great, great buzurgs, and a person just sitting on the road, and they learn from there. Malana Yunus Panan Puri, Damat Barakatuhum, wrote a kitab. And on what he named the kitab, Kyu Ghamgeen Khare Ho, something like that. So he says, he was writing, why people are today all depression, despondent, worried, sad, etc. So he came out of his house while he was writing this kitab. And a person like a beggar, he was standing there. So he told him, why are you standing so despondently? You don't nothing to be to despair about and be so despondent. So he got inspiration from there. That this ordinary man like a beggar, dressed also with torn and tattered clothes, dirty clothes, but what a message he gave him. So you don't know where you pick up what. Where you pick up your ruby, your diamond, you don't know where you pick it up. So we don't know where we can learn. So when we come, anyone giving a dini gathering, we have the time, we haven't got something more important, to make a point. And with this intentions, we will benefit tremendously. May Allah give us all profit, inshallah.